Whenever I begin preparation for a homily, I'm always delighted with myself when I look at the readings and I think, wow, these are really timely readings. Far be it from me to discern what is timely when in fact the gospel is timeless. But these readings, I think, are incredibly difficult ones given the nature of our public discourse in this day and age. Back when I was in college, I learned of this term called fraternal correction. It was the idea that when someone was mistaken or when someone was doing something wrong, it was sort of an obligation to go to that person and bring that to their attention with the hopes of steering them in the right direction. That's always a difficult thing. And if you think about it in your own life, if there are people who you perceive as doing something wrong or having a mistaken kind of idea, to confront them with that can sometimes be a bit of a challenge. And I would suggest to you that the more care that you have for someone, the easier it becomes to be able to confront them. Now, in the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus is sort of laying out a plan for how to go about some sort of fraternal correction. But my experience in the world now is kind of heavily influenced by social media, and my concern is that fraternal correction has sort of gone awry. Not only have we hardened our hearts, but we've also hardened our heads. So it got me to thinking about what I perceive as wrong with the social media movement. So I want to share with you a reading from The Rule of Social Media According to 2017. Social media said to its users, if another posts something you disagree with or offends you, respond with a sad or angry emoji, an instant message them so as to tell them why they were wrong. If they listen to you, you have won them over. If they do not listen, which is far more likely, post a meme or two to support your argument. Facts don't really matter as much as the likes you get from other users. If they still refuse to listen to you, report their posts as offensive to the social media administrators. If they refuse to listen even to the social media administrators, then unfriend them and treat them like dirt. Assassinate their character by calling them names like racist, idiot, misogynist, knucklehead, hater, snowflake, hypocrite. Amen, I say to you, whatever you post on social media shall be held against you. And whatever you decide to ignore and not fall for will provide you with great peace. Again, amen, I say to you, if two of you agree on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or the blogosphere about anything you have posted, it shall come back to bite you. For where two or three are convinced that they are smarter or more right than anyone else, you can be sure they'll post it with a selfie. The mess we've gotten ourselves into. God have mercy. I am not about to suggest that there's nothing good about social media. If it weren't for social media, I wouldn't have been able to prepare this homily. But I want to sort of bring our attention to some of the challenges that go along with social media. Because it's not really social at all. If you think about and if you engage in social media, you might have friends who you haven't even met. They may be friends of friends or someone who is sharing interests with you, but you don't really know who that person is. And that's problematic only because I would suggest to you it is so utterly important for us to know one another. Because if we know one another, it makes it much more easy for us to hear one another, to listen to one another, to correct one another, and to steer each other in a better direction. We all gather here. Something connects us that brings us here. The Eucharist. But I want to challenge each and every one of us to think about what it is we bring here. How do we know God in the Eucharist? And even more importantly, how do we know one another here? How do we love one another here? We come from a variety of backgrounds. We come here to our Mother of Consolation Parish, maybe because we were born into the Catholic faith, we happen to live in the neighborhood, and this is the place we go. For some, perhaps we came here because our job required us to relocate, and this happened to be the parish in which we live. Perhaps some of us came from a parish that we didn't feel at home. And so we come here because we're searching for something to feel at home. Something brings us here. And I want to suggest to you that the more we can understand what brings us here, the better off we are going to be outside of here in terms of allowing ourselves to be known by others and to want to know others. St. Paul's letter speaks about how love is the answer to any commandment or enjoyment that comes from God. He says we must love our neighbor as ourselves. I think sometimes, unfortunately, with this social media and with this selfie movement, we have a tendency to pay more attention to loving ourselves than we do to loving others. And that is an essential part of who we need to be as Catholic Christians, a willingness to know and be known by others. I think the other challenge, too, is we have to know what we're talking about. We have to understand what the real truth is, the truth of our faith, the truth of healthy morality, the challenges that exist in a broken world, and how do we communicate those things? Or even more importantly, how do we inform ourselves about those things? How do we discern what really matters in the eyes of God? At the end of Mass today, Sister Christine is going to share with us opportunities that exist in the parish for adult continuing education, for adult faith formation. We have a responsibility as Catholic Christians to continue to understand what it is God wants of us, to understand who God is to us. Because, like in the first reading, we have the responsibility of sharing the truth of the gospel, the good news of God's covenant with humanity. And if we don't know what we're talking about, it makes it all the more challenging. So from the very start, we have to be willing to allow ourselves to be vulnerable to other people, to allow ourselves to be known, and to allow ourselves to get to know people who are different from us. St. Francis de Sales has a wonderful quote that I think is helpful in terms of praying about it, to consider whether or not we are up to the right thing. Francis de Sales says, "Consider what God is doing and ask yourself, what are you doing?" I want to suggest to you that if the answer to that prayer is loving, then we're on the right track.